October 29. Transgression is forgiven, sin is covered. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Psalm 32:1. That God who marks the fall of a sparrow marks your deportment and your feelings. He marks your envy, your prejudice, your attempt to justify your action in the least matter of injustice. When you misconceive the words and acts of another and your own feelings are stirred so that you make incorrect statements and it is known that you are at variance with your brother, you lead others through their confidence in you to regard him just as you do, and by the root of bitterness springing up, many are defiled. When it is evident that your feelings are incorrect, do you try just as diligently to remove the erroneous impressions as you did to make them? Now God requires that you who have thus done the least injustice to one another shall confess your fault not only to the one you have injured, but to those who through your influence have been led to regard their brother in a false light and to make of none effect the work God has given him to do. By repentance and confession, you can have pardon registered against your name, or you can resist the conviction of the Spirit of God and during the rest of your life work to make it appear that your wrong feelings and unjust conclusions could not be helped. But there stands the action, there stands the evil committed, there stands the ruin of those in whose hearts you planted the root of bitterness. Whatever the character of your sin, confess it. If it is against God only, confess only to him. If you have wronged or offended others, confess also to them, and the blessing of the Lord will rest upon you. In this way you die to self, and Christ is formed within. Our consecration to God must be unreserved, our love ardent, our faith unwavering. Then the expressions of the lips will testify to the quickened intelligence of the mind and the deep movings of the Spirit of God upon the soul.